Hi, this is Dan Tellerico.
And this is Eric for yet another Audio Boo.
So exciting. Best part of my day. Now, we posted something on the Picamo blog about user reviews recently. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit more about that because Picamo is basically a fact-based site. We help you make decisions with facts. Why do we include user reviews?
I mean, a large part of the reason why to include them is that for so many people look to them. When you make a list of what it is that people trust online, 86% say that they trust user reviews. And so it seems even like with the problems that they have, you know, that they're often paid for, that they're often from manufacturers, that they're often edited or that negative reviews are deleted, with all those problems, we still think that we're able to offer a better review than other places are and sort of redeem the review and make it a part of it. In the end, a user rating, 1 through 5, that's just a fact. And we're able to take that fact the same way that we take top speed or the same way that we take price and let someone prioritize it and have our engine learn about it. So what we're trying to make sure that we do is that we make sure that they really are user reviews, where the word user is important, mm-hmm. that the user is somebody who's used the item, maybe purchased the item or made that decision, and is giving some feedback on their experience.
Now, how do you know there's not maybe some astroturfing going on or something devious?
Well, early on when we started reviews, we saw a lot of astroturfing. Mm-hmm. And the surprising thing is it's not that hard to recognize. People who astroturf, a lot of them have registered a site or registered an email that's actually from that company or from a PR firm. A lot of times the number of actions they've taken on the site is small. Mm-hmm. You know, they've logged in, they've created a user, and then immediately reviewed their brands and then left. Their engagement is low, and they sort of don't respond to any sort of outreach. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the problem is actually that it's hard to detect astroturfing. I think it's that most companies aren't willing to make the investment into doing it.
Right. So it seems like Picamo kind of offers the best of both worlds. We have these user reviews, but then we also have these facts right alongside of that. So, mm-hmm. you know, using those tools, you're kind of guaranteed to get what you want out
of
this.
Yeah, what we do is we take everything that a user would do in making a decision online, we put it in one place, and then we give them the tools so that they don't need to read it all, don't need to understand it all, but can just prioritize it in place and learn from other people who've used the tools.
And that's what it's all about, just learning.
Learning.
That's what the internet's all about.
Yeah. And now you know, Dan.
Now you know more. Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.